Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about preventing panic attacks with this process. If you are like most people, I know that you have felt overwhelmed or worried about issues in your life and that those issues have worked out. They didn't take you down the wormhole. You were able to just deal with what was happening, even the most stressful things, and then come back to just your normal self. Your nervous system went into fight or flight, took care of what it needed to, and then you came out of fight or flight back into your parasympathetic nervous system and all was well. Well, and that is the normal way. But it's also likely that you felt overwhelmed or worried about issues, and some of those issues got you to a place where you were unable to relax and find yourself back into your default of parasympathetic nervous system. You stayed in fight or flight. And we get there sometimes by overthinking everything. You may be feeling the effects of extreme stress, maybe unrelenting stress. And if those things are happening, you may be heading for the anxiety wormhole. This stress can continue to build until you feel panic rising up. And panic attacks, like other forms of stress and worry, can result in negative consequences for us physically and emotionally. And you know, if you are listening to this show, that this level of stress can also wear on our relationships. That's why I wanted to take a look today at a few steps that you can take to remind you that you can feel calmer and keep yourself from progressing into a full-blown panic attack and then trip down the wormhole. So let's think about how we can do this. We know that we are able to handle a lot of stress in our lives because we do, and we have in the past. So we can do it again. Even if you find yourself in the cycle of fear, adrenaline fear, where we are just feeding it round and around, you can break it and you can find yourself in a new default, which is going into stress and anxiety and then finding yourself back out of it again. Anxiety is not uncommon in life. Many people experience it, but we only, quote, have anxiety or have anxiety / panic when we continue to live in that fear, adrenaline, fear cycle. So let's see what we can do to break the cycle or to keep ourselves out of it altogether. First off, we want to be able to be honest with ourselves and admit that we are starting to panic or that we're feeling this kind of stress rising in us that may feel overwhelming. So we want to always stay present with how we're feeling. Don't sweep your feelings and your emotions under the carpet. We want to stay on top of them. We don't have to indulge them. We can just see what's happening and assess where we are at. And as soon as you start to panic or feel that the stress is becoming overwhelming, think about the sensations that you are experiencing. And I want you to think about this. Do you feel out of control? Is that the feeling that's coming up? Do you feel like things are just happening to you, that you are a victim, that you can't take care of what needs to be taken care of? In other words, do you feel out of control? Let's look at some physical symptoms. Do you feel like your chest is tight? Or does the thought go through your head that maybe, oh my God, maybe I'm having a heart attack, right? That kind of pressure in the chest, right around the center of the chest or the heart area. Does that feel tight? How is your breathing? Do you feel breathless and dizzy? Do you feel like you can't quite take a deep breath or a complete breath? Or do you feel dizzy, almost vertigo-like, but just kind of off balance? Do you feel like you have a lump in your throat? These are all common symptoms that we might experience as stress is rising in us. We don't have to be in a panic attack to be feeling these feelings. This can be the feeling we get, or these can be the feelings we get when stress is beginning to build inside of us. It's important to be honest with ourselves that we are actually feeling these feelings and openly admit that we are starting to head toward the wormhole, or we are starting to feel like we are going to panic. You'll likely discover that these sensations are the worst thing that will happen. You've already experienced the worst. You just have to be patient until these sensations subside. So you've already felt the worst. Try to remember that. When you're feeling these sensations, the tight chest, the feeling out of control or breathless or even sweaty palms, whatever your particular physical sensations might be, remember that you are already experiencing the worst that will happen. But in our mind, in our anxious mind, and our amygdala's attempt to get us to safety, we think we are headed for a catastrophe. What we need to do here is just to be patient, relax as best we can our physical body, which we do have some control over relaxing willfully, and be patient until these sensations subside. While these symptoms feel terrible, I want you to understand that you're not in any real danger. Admitting and accepting the sensations of a panic attack are the first step in actually calming down. The second part that I want you to remember is to learn how to relax during a panic attack. Like I said, we do have some control over our muscles, our physical body, willfully. Now, I know it sounds impossible to learn how to relax during a panic attack, but it's not. Regardless of where you might be, I want you to try to focus on your breathing and relaxing the tense and tight area in your body during a panic attack. So if you're in a safe place and you're not driving, allow your eyelids to gently close as you inhale and exhale a little bit slower. I want you to concentrate as much as you can on the exhalation, just letting it be longer and slower than your inhalation. And if you can relax your belly, your inhale will take care of itself by going deeper as your exhale was longer and slower. It gives the lungs the idea that they need to fill up more and go deeper. And going deeper is the important part here because this stimulates the vagus nerve, which sends the message to our brain that all is well. This stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, the peace and calm side of our nervous system. So try to inhale and exhale slowly, again with your concentration on the exhale. Try to avoid thinking about anything other than using your diaphragm to fill and empty your lungs, letting your belly relax. This will cause your breath to go deeper naturally. If you happen to be driving, which happens quite often when panic and high stress levels arise, if you are driving the car, when the panic occurs, bring the vehicle to a safe stop. You can pull over until you get the hang of this process. Then you'll be able to do it actually when you're driving, sans the closing your eyes. We will keep our eyes open when we are driving. But bring the car over to the side of the road and stop if you have to. When you have learned this, like I said, you'll be able to do this more automatically and be able to do it while you are driving. But acknowledge and release the stress that is pent up in your body. Let it go and then do the first thing that we talked about with the breathing. Letting our diaphragm do the filling and the emptying of the lungs by exhaling longer and slower. Continue to focus on this belly breathing until you can feel that the sensations of the stress and panic are gone. When you feel the calm come back, and you feel centered and in control again, you'll know that the panic has subsided. And I want to tell you that full-blown panic attacks always pass. They always subside. You just have to wait for it. And here's the deal. You have to wait for it without feeding the anxiety. You have to wait for it, knowing that it will calm down again and without adding more story to continue the panic and continue the stress. And the third point I want to mention here is to reduce your stress. This is so important. Determine the cause of stress and worry in your life. We need to spend time looking at this. Get your journals out and look at where does my stress and worry come from and seek ways to reduce your stress levels by incorporating healthy strategies to deal with the anxiety. By decreasing our overall stress levels, we can dramatically reduce the frequency and the severity of panic attacks. This is so very important, and so many times this is not taken into account. We cannot continue living a life that is so overwhelming and stressful and expect to overcome our anxiety panic. We need to make these changes, and actually our body and mind are begging for these changes. And this is the way the body and mind speak to us, is through this level of panic and stress. It's letting you know something is not working. And so I want you to take a look if you can determine the causes and stress of stress and worry in your life, you will be able to start making some changes. Healthy ways to deal with stress include adopting a balanced diet and getting adequate rest. Diet and sleep are often overlooked. Please pay attention to your diet and don't even ask me if you can have caffeine, because if you are at the level of stress that has got you having panic attacks, you have to understand that drinking caffeinated beverages is like sipping on stress hormones. You are introducing those hormones from the outside in, and you already have enough going on. Cut them out completely, and then find other ways and places in your diet where you may be having stress happening, meaning you could be eating foods that you are allergic to or foods that your body is not tolerating well. See if you can identify those. And adequate rest and sleep, we talk about that here on many, many a podcast. So make sure that you are getting adequate rest. That means between 7 and 9 hours of sleep and more toward the 9. See if you can get enough rest. Regular exercise will also help you to reduce your stress. And all kinds of exercise, everything from running and training to Qigong and Tai Chi and yoga, and always add a meditation practice to your life. This can help you to release stress, and it can also help you to build your stable place in your parasympathetic nervous system so that you don't need to flip into the sympathetic nervous systems of stress and anxiety as often. You will have a base that will help to keep you calm and peaceful and secure and able to take on more easily. So the meditation is really got to be a piece of your stress reduction program. Experiencing the symptoms that I talked about of panic attack can be very upsetting and actually painful. And I hope that you realize that these 3 steps that we talked about, admitting that you're starting to panic and finding your way to stay in touch with those feelings, 2, learning how to relax during the panic attack, and 3, reducing your stress. These can all help you to learn to relax and regain your composure whenever the panic starts to arise. And remember, the more you reduce your stress and learn how to relax, the less you're going to ever even head toward panic. And now for today's quote. Smile, breathe, and go slowly. And that's from Thich Nhat Hanh. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.